Pronto Effect, instant help under government lens.
Why wallet firms are worried about RBI's latest restrictions?
US green card chill hits Indian students.
Tata Sons chairman to present a revised business roadmap to the board tomorrow.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with an important story today. Now, the IT ministry is looking into privacy implications around home services startup Pronto's pilot involving optional in-home recordings during cleaning and household tasks.
Yes, Chandra, Pronto in fact confirmed that it is testing an opt-in recording feature during certain services, but the move quickly triggered online backlash and also pushed rival startups to publicly distance themselves from similar experiments.
So the bigger concern here is not the recording itself, but what eventually happens to the data collected inside homes.
Exactly. Questions are now being raised around whether such recordings could later be used to train AI systems, whether AI models can truly unlearn deleted information, and how much visibility users actually have into downstream AI usage.
Industry executives say the incentive is obvious. Physical world data sets involving repetitive tasks like cleaning, washing utensils, and organizing spaces are extremely valuable for robotics, automation systems, and AI models that understand real world environments.
Yes, but for many users, the idea of cameras operating inside homes even optionally remains uncomfortable. Others say they may accept it if companies offer discounts or lower pricing in return.
So the larger tension becoming visible across the AI economy is this balance between convenience and surveillance.
Moving to payments now, where wallet companies are worried about RBI's latest tightening of prepaid wallet rules.
The Reserve Bank has introduced stricter limits around monthly wallet balances and person-to-person transfers, which industry players say could reduce the utility of mobile wallets for heavy users.
Yes, companies likely to be impacted include PhonePe, Pine Labs, MobiKwik, Amazon Pay, and FamPay.
Wallet firms argue that tighter restrictions may push more users towards UPI because UPI transactions continue to face fewer limitations in comparison.
Yes, RBI's concerns reportedly stem from misuse of wallets and illegal activities such as betting and real money gaming. There are also concerns around merchants misidentifying themselves.
The Financial Intelligence Unit, in fact, has flagged suspicious transaction patterns, including sudden spikes in transfers and mismatches between income levels and transaction values.
But wallet companies say the regulator has not shared detailed data with the industry and argue that illegal activity exists across payment channels, not just wallets.
So for wallet players, the concern is that compliance burdens are rising at a time when the category is already facing intense competition from UPI. Now to overseas education, where fresh immigration messaging from the United States is adding to anxiety among Indian students and families.
Yes, a new USCIS memo has reiterated that green card approvals inside the US are discretionary benefits and not guaranteed entitlements.
Now, study abroad platforms say this adds to existing worries around H-1B visas, OPT scrutiny, and rising visa costs.
Yeah, in fact, founders in the sector say the broader message many students are hearing is that immigration pathways into the US are becoming tougher and less predictable.
As a result, countries like Germany, Ireland, France, and the Netherlands are increasingly gaining traction among Indian students.
Germany in particular is emerging as a popular alternative because of lower education costs, work opportunities, and relatively clearer immigration pathways.
At the same time, industry executives also point out that the memo itself does not introduce any new immigration law. It largely reiterates powers that already existed.
But perceptions matter too, especially for families making expensive long-term education decisions. And right now, predictability is becoming just as important as opportunity. And finally, an important development from the Tata Group, where Tata Sons Chairman N. Chandrasekaran is expected to present a revised business roadmap to the board on May 26, that is tomorrow.
Now, the presentation comes amid growing internal scrutiny around capital allocation, profitability, and the group's long-term strategy.
Sources, in fact, said that the revised roadmap is expected to focus on profitability timelines, future investment opportunities, and tighter capital allocation discipline across businesses.
The discussions follow concerns reportedly raised earlier this year by Tata Trust Chairman Noel Tata regarding large investments into businesses like Air India, Tata Digital, and Tata Electronics.
Yes, these businesses remain central to the group's long-term plans, but they also continue to require heavy capital commitments.
Sources also indicate that Noel Tata has raised concerns around extending Chandrasekaran's tenure beyond 2027 without greater visibility on returns from these investments. Now, the timing is significant because the Tata Group is currently going through one of its biggest investment cycles across aviation, semiconductor, electric vehicles, batteries, renewable energy, and digital commerce.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more tech and startup news minus the boring bits. Until next time, this is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.